DeSanto Propane is four generations strong as a trustworthy family-owned business with unmatched customer service. Go online at DeSantoPropane.com for more info or call toll-free at 1-800-752-4574. Since 1937, the difference has been DeSanto Propane. Thanks so much for taking the time today. Our monthly chat, of course, with Sheriff Brian Skank out of Cayuga County. Let's start with what most people were experiencing this morning on their way to work. Snow. Different kinds of travel advisories, travel alerts that your office and other sheriff's departments around the region send out throughout the winter and other times of year too. Can you break down the common ones that we see during the winter months when the snow flies?
Sure. But first, let me thank you for having me on again, Josh. It's always a pleasure. But as you mentioned, we do put out occasional travel advisories with the goal of helping people make informed decisions about whether or not to travel or certainly to slow down if needed when they're out there, when there's certain weather events. But we have three primary advisories that we put out. And our first is a simple travel advisory. And that simply will come along with some warnings about what we're seeing on our roadways and cautioning people to slow down, be careful because there might be ice or snow on the road. And we want to encourage people to, you know, take extra time, maybe, you know, give themselves extra time. Don't hurry as they travel, certainly, because that can be dangerous. So that's the primary one we usually put out. We do have a no unnecessary travel warning that we put out. And I think this one can be a little bit confusing, but when we put out the no unnecessary travel, we're asking that if you don't have to travel, please don't. But the decision is up to the individual as to whether or not they want to drive or they need to get somewhere. So that's really up to the motorist. We can't tell somebody with that advisory that they can't, but we do caution that if you don't have to, please don't, because the conditions are not really good out there. And then finally, we very rarely will see this one, but it's a roads are closed advisory. That's going to be a situation where the roads are almost, you know, impassable. We're warning people that you're not going to get through there. You're not going to get down the road because there's so much snow or the conditions are such that you can't travel and we will close the road. But you almost never see that one. I hope we don't see that one ever again. But, you know, who knows with upstate New York, whether it's possible we could.
It's always interesting. Pretty much all of these get confused for travel bans when the announcement come out. How challenging is that for your office to be able to communicate that effectively, because they all do mean different things?
It's very challenging, and I know it can be very confusing, but we do put those out on social media, and we appreciate our media partners that share those advisories. And, you know, I would just encourage anyone that sees those put out there to read all of the information with them that might be included with the advisory, and don't just assume that the roads are closed. It can be very challenging for us to even determine which advisory to put out there at times due to a number of factors. Our county is a very large county, and it could be, you know, snowing and treacherous at the north end of the county, and we could have nothing at the south end. So, you know, sometimes these things are very challenging. You might see an advisory and look out your window and think, well, I don't see any snow. Why is there an advisory today? But, you know, there could be conditions in other parts of the county or our central New York region that would warrant that. So it can be pretty tricky. But at the end of the day, if you see any type of advisory, know that there's some type of weather event that could impact your travel. You know, be careful, use caution. You know, we want to prevent accidents and bad things from happening due to that. So that's the goal.
Between sheriff's departments around the region, do these all pretty much, are they all the same, more or less? Like if you see a travel advisory in one county, it more or less means the same thing in another county?
They're similar. Certainly, if you see a travel advisory in one area, you might as well bet that, you know, if you're near that location, that municipality, that you're probably going to be dealing with some similar travel conditions as well.
Gotcha. Okay. Speaking of wintry activities, you took a polar plunge about a week and a half ago. Talk to us about that. How'd that feel?
I did. It was cold. It hurts. I went to Oneida Lake with a number of members of our sheriff's office for the second time. I actually did this last year as well, but we took the Polar Plunge to support Special Olympics in New York State, and we're really proud to do that. We support their law enforcement torch run each year, and but it is very painful when you hit that cold water in December. But I will say this year was a little bit warmer than last year. I think it was in the 20s when we plunged last year, and this year it was hovering around a balmy 40 degrees. But but no, it's a great cause, worthwhile cause, and I love supporting that program.
Turns out cold is cold, but like you said, for a good cause. The county budget was just approved last week. Any major items in there for you guys, or that's going to benefit you guys in 2024?
One of the most important new items that I had asked for approval and funding for was the addition of a position to oversee threat management. And essentially what that is going to be someone who's going to coordinate our threat assessment team efforts. If somebody's exhibiting threatening behavior in our community, whether they have some type of mental health struggles or just have a propensity for violence, we're going to proactively address that situation in an effort to prevent violence. And really, this came about because we were looking at some of the school shootings that went on around the country that continue to go on, unfortunately, looking at behaviors in our community. And right now we are actually working with a threat assessment model to address behaviors in our school districts, to jump on situations where an individual might threaten violence. They might post something on social media that would be, construed to appear that they're going to do something violent. And we're working in a multidisciplinary way with our local mental health officials, with our Department of Social Services, and some of our other community providers to proactively engage these individuals with resources, treatment, or, in some cases, maybe that's an arrest depending on the conduct. But our goal is to prevent violence, certainly prevent violence in our school districts, prevent violence in our communities. And with this new position, I hope to expand this out into the broader community and not just be school focused, but, throughout the community. If we can prevent a violent act, that's certainly something that we want to proactively do. So I appreciate the Cayuga County Legislature supporting this initiative. I think it's important. We can't bury our heads in the sand and say, those things will never happen here. They could happen anywhere, and I don't want our community to ever be a national headline. So we're proactively working to make sure we never are.
Give some folks perspective here. How much of a challenge is it keeping tabs on something like that without having a full-time position or a couple folks dedicated to managing these types of situations and kind of being on the lookout for it?
It has been challenging. We have made it a priority, but at the end of the day, you've got to have the resources to do these things. So, all of us here at the sheriff's office are working to try to prevent violence. Even, at times, I'm doing it myself. I'm coordinating meetings or making sure that we're staying on top of these things, which can be very challenging with my schedule. But I'm hoping that by expanding this team with a full-time individual, we don't see anything fall through the cracks. We certainly don't want that to happen. And there's plenty of work out there, unfortunately, that can be done to address these types of things. And with our mental health crisis we're seeing right now, I think this is going to continue to be a problem that I feel is unfortunately going to continue to get worse. And I think we just need to proactively be prepared to deal with these things in a multidisciplinary way. So I'm eager to get going with having this full-time position, and I'm glad that we have it.
Is there a significantly higher volume of these types of incidents or incidents that warrant investigation being reported to you guys compared to, say, 5 or 10 years ago?
We are seeing more. I think that part of that is due to the fact that I think our school districts, I think the people in our community are starting to recognize that more because there's been a push to proactively address these things rather than, wait for something bad to happen. And I think the fact that over the last few years, our sheriff's office and many entities within our community and our school districts are working much more collaboratively on these concerns. So I think we're doing a better job of identifying these situations that need some attention. We're also looking soon to roll out a new app, telephone app that could be utilized for reporting suspicious incidents or behavior that could be concerning and needs to be addressed. So it's the Safer Watch app that we hope to be rolling out here in the coming months so that everybody in our community has an easy platform to let us know if they're seeing behaviors or social media posts or anything that really, you know, is indicative of somebody needing some help, and so that we can intervene before they take that pathway of violence and something bad happens. But yeah, I think it's just overall people are, you know, that are engaging with children and people in our community with mental health issues are starting to see that we do need to proactively address these things as they pop up.
Absolutely. It is the holiday season. We're about a week and a half here away from Christmas and New Year's. Shop with a Cop, annual tradition throughout the region. Your department participated in that a couple weeks ago. Talk to us about that.
We did. And this is my favorite day of the year, hands down. Each year in December, we will identify a number of kids in our community. We reach out to all of our local schools and we identify some children that would benefit from going out and spending a morning with us shopping. We meet them at a local firehouse, give them a gift card that's provided by our Deputy Sheriff's Benevolent Association for $250. And then we all go to Walmart, we go shopping, we come back to the firehouse and we wrap gifts. And it's just extremely rewarding. I think we've been doing it for over 10 years now. And, you know, what I find really heartwarming every year, it's amazing to me. You would think that a lot of the young kids would just buy gifts and presents for themselves, but it's amazing to see that almost always they're thinking of other people in their family or pets or cousins or brothers or sisters. And even I think it was last year, we had a young boy that he bought a whole bunch of presents and asked our deputy to take him to the local Salvation Army drop box because he wanted to donate them there. So it's just amazing to see you know, these kids think of other people, and it's just a very rewarding experience. But I love doing that each year, and we have a great group here that puts that together, and it's a great event.
And of course, the holidays can be a challenging time for those dealing with depression and other mental health challenges. What resources are available at the county level to help those who might be having a tough time this time of year?
Very challenging time of year for those that are suffering from depression. It can be a very lonely time of year. You know, we often will see unfortunately, we'll see some suicide numbers spike during the holiday season, but there are many excellent resources out there for anyone that might be in crisis that might need help, or for family members or friends that may know of somebody that needs help. These are resources are available to them too, but very easy. The new three-digit number, 988. If you know somebody that's in crisis or you're in crisis, call 988. You will get a trained social worker or therapist almost immediately that will help you deal with your situation and can help you get the necessary resources that you need as well. So certainly it's not a substitute for 911 if there's an actual emergency, but if you're in crisis and just don't know where to turn, call that number, 988, and it's a great resource. It can't repeat that enough that, you know, make that call. You're important. We want you to get the help that you need, and it's out there.
And finally, we got to talk about this. A couple of retirements coming up. Seneca County Sheriff Tim Luce is retiring at the end of the month, and so is longtime Yates County Sheriff Ron Spike, who I think must almost have the record for the longest running sheriff in New York State. If he didn't wrap that up, it's got to be darn close. What has your partnership with them, or what has that partnership been like, and how beneficial is it to have someone like Sheriff Spike, who's been in that role for so long, when you come into office, and then to be able to know that familiar face is just one or two counties over?
Sheriff Spike has been a great resource for me and certainly for sheriffs throughout the entire state and beyond. He has helped a lot of us when we come into this role. When you're a new sheriff, you don't have anybody that you can step into the next office and speak to and say, hey, how should I handle this? You know, so you learn to rely on your local sheriffs who've been around a while. And I think Sheriff Spike, I think he's been sheriff for 32 years. Imagine that. He started with the sheriff's office there in 1971, actually the year I was born. I joked a little bit about that. with some of his family members. But no, he's been an incredible mentor for me. He's had a huge impact on public safety in all of our communities with the work he's done at the state level and even beyond at the national level. And we're going to miss him. Certainly going to miss Sheriff Luce as well. Well-deserved retirements for both of them. But they've been great partners. Local sheriffs, we partner a lot in Central New York. And they've been key, to the success of a lot of the work that we do. So I'm going to miss both of them, but I wish them both a long, happy, and healthy retirement for sure.
And we appreciate your time this month. As always, we will be talking to you next month in January.
Sounds good. It's always a pleasure. Happy holidays.
Same to you, Sheriff.